You saw later that I used up all my time.
Preach on, man.
So, with that said, turn your Bible to Psalms 23. Fasten your seatbelt, we're going fast. The Psalm of David, I'll be reading from the old King James. That's where I learned it in grade school, and that's the way I like it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I want to take time to dig into that just a little bit. If you really dig into it, it's an eye-opener for so many things. First of all, we need to put ourselves in David's shoes or his hat. He had an attitude, but it was a good one. It needs to be our attitude. He had an attitude of humility, and he certainly had faith, and that produced his trust in God. You see it as you read it. He fully trusted his God in heaven. God has supplied us with everything we need, life here as well as our life after death. Think of the many blessings we have and the spiritual blessings. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God as profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's rest. That is the rest. In Revelation 14, in verse 13, it said, then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. From now on, yes, says the Spirit, they may rest from their labors, and their works follow them. And as we move on, if I can turn the pages, my butter finger. But anyway, we'll get there. In Hebrews 8, we see where Joshua, Hebrews 4, verse 8, we see if Joshua had given them rest, then he would have not afterwards spoken on another day. There remained therefore rest for the people of God, for he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did for his. Let us therefore be diligent and to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. He leadeth me beside still waters. That is refreshment. In Romans chapter 15 and verse 32, it says that I may come to you with joy by the will of God and may be refreshed together with you. That's the refreshment we want. Acts 3:19 says, repent therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing, note the refreshing part there, that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. That's where this refreshing comes from. He restoreth my soul. That's healing. In Revelation 22 and verse 2, in the middle of the street and on either side of the river, there was a tree of life which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the trees were for the healing of nations. And in Jeremiah 17:14, he said, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. And never forget this one, Isaiah 53 and verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. That's how we're healed, by the stripes of our Savior. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. That's guidance. In Psalm 25 and verse 9, the humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. Proverbs 23:19, hear my son and be wise and guide your heart in the way. And for his name's sake, that's the purpose. That's purpose. We must always remember and be thankful for the death of our Christ and the suffering he did. Why? Why did he do this? So we could have forgiveness of our sins and spend eternity with him in that home in heaven. In 1 Timothy 1 and verse 5, now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, for a good conscience, and from sincere faith. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That's when we're tested. 1 Peter 1, 7. As we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's where he tests us, see whether we're going to remain faithful or not. 1 Peter 1, 7. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We're tested many times to prove our faith in God. The way we pass the test is what really matters. God tests us, and not us testing God. Remember, we're not here to test him. Thou art with me. That is faithfulness. And this is where we really see David's trust. Sure, he was humble, and he had faith, no doubt about it. And this faith that he had gave the ability to, and the determination to trust God. He trusted him. I believe in what I read with that psalm, I believe he trusted him with his whole heart. What about my trust? I pray every day that God will help me to increase my faith along with my trust in him. Psalm 119 and 90, your faithfulness endures to all generations. You established the earth and it abides. Psalm 89 and 8, O Lord of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness surrounds us. We have to, if you can't trust in God, you don't have anybody to trust in. Yeah, we live in this fast world. We try to trust ourselves a lot of times. But we need to stop and say, ask God, help me to know what I'm supposed to do, and trust you to do the rest. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That's discipline. He will discipline us. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation. Note that he comforts us in tribulation. That's our blessing. That we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble, and comfort with those ourselves are comforted by God. And thou preparest a table before me and mine enemies. That is hope. And that applies to us this day. David had hope. I have hope. We all hope. We have that blessed hope, and it's a wonderful. Hebrews 6:19. This hope we have as an anchor for the of the soul, both sure and steadfast, in which enter the presence behind the veil. Hebrews 7:19. For the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is a beginning of a better hope through which we draw near to God. We're living under that better hope. And then, thou anointest my head with oil. That is consecration. In John chapter 17 and verse 23, I and them and you and me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a holy people. That is the consecration. Colossians 2:19. For in him dwelled all the fullness of the Godhead. Forever. He ends it with forever. That's eternity. Time with no end is beyond human comprehension. In 2 Thessalonians 2:16, now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace. John 3:14-15, and Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal, there's that everlasting part, have eternal life. To use an old country boy phrase, let's face it, God's crazy about you. He loves us. I mean that in a kind way. God is crazy about you. What is the most valuable is not what we have in our lives, but who we have in our lives. If he started out with said, he confessed that the Lord was his shepherd. As a Christian, I can say that the Lord is my shepherd. If you're not a Christian, you're a stray sheep. You have no shepherd. With that in mind, let us go to the invitation and a song. And if you have needs to be restored or to immediately be baptized into Christ, come forward while we stand and sing.